says, what's going to be with this journey? He doesn't say, Hashem doesn't tell Avraham Avinu where he's going. El Oretz Asher Eko, to the land that I will show you. Doesn't mention, the obvious question is, why not just say, go to the land of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. The irony is, actually, that if you just turn back a page, in the end of Asher's Noach, it says, Terach took his whole family. Where did they go? Terach's already on his way to Canaan. Okay. He gets only to Choron, he doesn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. And then, Terach dies. Now the truth is, Terach died a lot later. But Vayomas Terach Bechoron, obviously, Poshet Pshat is, that was basically the end of Parshas Terach. We're not interested in that anymore. That's the end of that Parsha. Comes along now, Lech Lecha starts a new beginning. But Lech Lecha is to the place that, yes, Terach also tried to get to. He was also on his way to Eretz Canaan, out of Canaan. Interesting. Avraham's father also tried to make this journey. But Avraham Avinu is told to go on the journey, El Oretz Asher Areka, to the land that I will show you. He doesn't say Eretz Canaan. Obvious question, why not? Why was he not told, go to Eretz Canaan? Secondly, what's he told? I'll make you into a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make you great. And you will be a brocha. So what does Rashi say? You will now have the brochas in your hand. Up to now I had them. Barachti la'odim v'noyach. I gave a brocha to Adam and Noach. Umeachshav ato tevorech es asher tachbeitz. You've got the power of brocha. So that's very exciting. Avraham Avinu is told he's going to go on a journey, and ve'eschol agel gadol. And I'll give you this idea of brocha. The question is, what exactly is this brocha that Avraham Avinu is given? What's this like? Magic wand? Don't baruch Hashem, Avraham Avinu, you're going to be the brocha. Whoever you give a brocha to, they'll have a brocha. Up to now, it's been in my hands, says Hashem. You are going to be the man of brocha. Why is that essential to the story of Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu? This is the roots of the whole of Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people begins here. Yeah, we're not called Bnei Noach. We're certainly not called Bnei Terach. But Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, this is where it all begins. In which case, right here we're going to see the fundamentals of the journey of the Jewish people. And where does it start? With going towards Haaretz Asher Eko, which is not mentioned where that is. But also this idea of Brocha. You will be a Brocha. What's it so fundamental? Who cares whether Avraham Avinu can give brochas or can't give brochas? The Rebbe Shemaisa. Yeah, very good. So some people have got the Kerech HaBrocha and some people don't have the Kerech HaBrocha. Avraham Avinu, you'll have the Kerech HaBrocha. Very nice. But why is that so fundamental for the journey of Avraham Avinu and of course our journey? And it doesn't just mention it once. The next pasuk. We don't give up on this brocha business. Whoever gives you a brocha, I'll bless them. Whoever curses you, they'll be cursed. And through you will be blessed the whole... Oh, we get it. Okay, fine, showing. Brochas or brochas. Brochas, of course, are a very nice thing. But, you know, is that the be-all and end-all? That's the fundamental. That's the yesod upon which the whole of Torah really rests. Because everything rests on the obvious. And the obvious will start from Avraham Avinu. And his first mission statement is, go to Eretz Yisrael and be the brocha. It just seems a bit hard to understand what's this big deal of the brocha. So let's start like this, just to understand the concept of bracha, how it relates to Avraham Avinu, and we'll see how really fundamental it really, truly is. So somebody asked me yesterday, I was giving a shir elsewhere, one of the a teenage boy, he said to me, well, what is this concept anyway of a bracha? How come you have like kohanim? Kohanim give bracha. Well, what do we need a kohanim for? No offense to kohanim, of course, but, you know, great people, but what do we need a kohen? We've got a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Surely, go straight to the Ben Shalom. He should give brachas. It's a good question. You know, why do we need a kohen to give us a bracha? So, if we understand what Avraham Avinu, who he was, and what he brought to the world, we'll see it's exactly the musig of bracha, and we'll understand why not only do people have brachas, but kohenim have brachas as well. Kohenim, people, everybody. You see, the idea is like this. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, the Gemara says that there was nobody that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin until Avraham Avinu came to the world. He was the first one to call Hashem Adoin, the master of the world. Well, it's a strange Gemara to understand. He's not the first tzaddik to hit the earth. We've had Noach, of course, Ish Tzaddik, Shem, there was Masu Shalach, Chanoich, there were people around who were tzaddikim. For that matter, never mind the first one to call Hashem Odoin, but Avraham Avinu, was he the first person to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam? Not really. I mean, you know, we find Vaharaya, read the Chumash. You know, you have Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Noach. Hashem is around, he's there. So what was it that was unique to Avraham Avinu? Why do we start from Avraham Avinu? What was his chiddush? It was not that Akash Baruch was Boire the Eilon, because there were those beforehand that also understood and related to that. But the Gemara is very specific. The Gemara says there was nobody that called Akash Baruch Hu Odoin, the master, until Avraham Avinu came to the world. You see, a Boire Eilon is the creator of the world. But Avraham Avinu's chiddush was to say, not just that Hashem created the world, but He's still creating the world. He's constantly willing the world into existence. He's still the Odoin, and He's still the master, right here, right now. Where do we see this? In a famous Midrash right in the beginning of this week's parasha, Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu, it says the Midrash, he looked around in the world, and he saw, the Midrash gives a moshel. The Midrash says he looked at the world. Imagine a guy who walks and he walks past a house and he sees a house, a biro delekes, a house on fire. And the person exclaims to himself, a house on fire? Could it be that this house doesn't have a manhig? Suddenly, hits its alav, bala biro, the owner of the house makes an appearance. Owner of the house, the palace, however you're going to translate biro. The owner of the house, he makes an appearance, he says, yes, I'm the bala biro. So too, says the Midrash, Avraham Avinu came to the world, and he saw a world, and he said, could it be that there's a world without a manhig? Hashem says, correct. Hitzitzalav bala biro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the owner of the house, appears to Avraham Avinu, and he says, lech lecha. Now, the truth is, a little bit agav, normally when a medrash brings a moshel, you hope it will give you some sort of extra insight. Here, this moshel seems to be not only not giving us an insight, but seems to make matters worse. Meaning, had you told me, Avraham Avinu looked at the world and he said, "Mu, could it be a world without a manhig? Shkoyach. Everything would be clear, I'd understand." Says the Midrash and Moshel, you come along and you see a house on fire. The house is on fire and you say, "Oh, could it be that there's no owner?" And so too Avraham Avinu looked at the world. What's a house on fire? Had you told me, Avraham Avinu came to this house and he saw a beautiful palace and one detail after another detail, and he saw the intricate, incredible beauty of the splendor of a palace. And he came to the realization that could it be that this palace was, you know, just popped into existence of his own accord? So too Avraham Avinu looked at the world. That would have been a moshel, I would have understood. But here the moshel is very strange. He saw a house on fire. What's the house on fire? So I heard from Rabbi Shapiro said like this. He said, what does it mean, a house on fire? He said that you have to understand that when we speak about fire, the concept of fire is that whatever you put into fire turns into fire. Now, it might be, you know, a table or whatever it is, a clock on the wall or whatever it might be. Ultimately, whatever those things are, if you put them in fire, they also burn. Some shorter than others, quicker than others, but they all burn, and they also turn into fire. Avraham Avinu looked at every single thing in this world, and he understood that all the different detail, every single thing that happens to be, we see all differences, but the truth is, it's all one big fire. Ultimately, it's all one revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fire is the medium of revelation, light, it produces light. Everything within this is a piece of wood, yes, but it's also potential to produce a flame, to produce light. So too, Avraham Avinu saw every single detail of the world, and he understood that it was a biro delekes. This was a house on fire. This is also fuel to reveal Hashem, and this has its own chiddush to reveal Hashem. And he understood how it all came together. In fact, explains another medrash, a famous medrash. Again, all these medrashim we learn when we're in school and we think, you know, the childish medrashim, we have to understand, the more childish a medrash is, the more omuk it really is. The more childish it sounds, usually it's hiding a further depth on purpose. So what's the famous medrash we've all heard? The medrash is, Avraham Avinu walked into Terach's idol-worshipping shop, and he gets up, you know, he doesn't want these idols to be here, and so he smashes all the idols. And what does he do? He leaves the hammer in one of the idol's arm, whatever you want to call it. He leaves the hammer with one of them. Father comes in, Terah's all upset. What's going on? He says, wasn't me. It was him. It was the idols. Oh, idols? They don't do anything. Uh-huh, got you. Yeah, you know, that's exactly the point. Oh, wow. What a revelation for Terah. Never realized that before. Like, so it's a famous medrash when you hear about it, and it's a, it's almost like a fairy tale. But what's pshat? What does that mean? Avraham Avinu was teaching Terach, was telling the world, he said, look, you see in the world different koichos. There were real koichos. We think Avodah Zarah was some, was some nonsense. Of course it's nonsense, but you have to understand why it's nonsense. It's not nonsense because it didn't work. Can you imagine you went to the Avodah Zarah shop, you paid your money, you said your huji, whatever you said, and it didn't work. You wouldn't go back the next time. You got a pain in your leg, you go and it doesn't do anything. What? You're not going to go back to that Avodah Zarah. You go to some other one. Clearly, it must be that Avodah Zarah, in order to have such a pull, really did work. Posh it worked. Why would the Torah be replete with all, don't be over the Avodah Zarah, don't be over the Avodah Zarah. It should just say, don't be stupid. Like, we look at these things, Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah? Because we have no shaykhs. Since Chazal got rid of Avodah Zarah, we don't understand it. But it's obvious that it worked. If it wouldn't work, you wouldn't go. You know, you don't go to another shop again if you have a bad experience. Yeah? Avodah Zarah, Mistama worked. What's the pshat? They were clearly koichos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world koichos, all energies. But you have to realize that they all have koichos. But where did all those koichos come from? From Hashem himself. He's the makar of all the koichos. Bala koichos kulam. The problem is, if you look at each koyach and you say, well, I pressed this button, yeah, I got what I needed. So what do I need Hashem for? It's all about me. I got what I needed from that one. What do I need to speak to the boss? I get what I need from this particular thing. Avraham Avinu says, when you look at the world and you think, if you think it's a separate world of this koyach and that god with a small g, then what you think is, it's a world of just different koyachs, you wouldn't see a world that works together so beautifully. A harmonious world where everything is mashlim the other. It all works together. You try and put two people in a room who have a different company and you want them to agree. Can you imagine a whole bria, a whole world of different koyachs and everybody's working together. And the trees, everything's one big happy family. En kaze davar in this world, such a thing. There's no such a thing when you have different koyachs and they work together in such a way. Avraham Avinu said you have to understand. The different koyachs, they might look like different koyachs, but they all come from one makor. So Avraham Avinu smashes each one of those Avodah Zarah. And he says to Terach, if you think that they're different koyachs, you have to realize, then they would destroy each other. They'd kill each other. Different koyachs would kill each other. He's into this and he's in competition. No, that's what competition is. He wants to sell this. The only reason that these koichas survive together is because they're not really different koichas. They're really only working for the one boss. And therefore, Avraham Avinu said, you have to understand, there's a birut elekes. It's a world on fire. It's all revealing. All of them are different protein, but it's all revealing on Kosh Baruch Hu. Back to the Gemara Brochas, Adoin. Avraham Avinu was the first person not to reveal Hashem in the world, but to reveal that Hashem is the master, the ongoing creator of existence. The Lashon of the Medrash is Meduyuk. The Medrash doesn't say, Klum Yesh Olam Bli Beirei. It says, Klum Yesh Olam Bli Manhig. What is the difference between a Beirei and a Manhig? A Beirei is a creator of the world. Avraham Avinu said there's a Manhig of the world. A Manhig is somebody who is directing and driving the train right now as we speak. That's the Manhig that Avraham Avinu told the world about. Then Hashem didn't just create the world and then go away. Where he's supposed to go, I'm not quite sure. But he was Beirei, and not just Beirei, he's involved every second. Machadesh betuva b'chol yom tomid. Every second is another chiddush. What law of nature is it that says that the laws of nature should continue in the next second? Of course, for thousands of years, whenever I've dropped something, it's fallen. But what law of nature says that that should continue? Science will only describe things the way they are, but why should it be that way? Who says that should continue? Avraham Avinu understood. Every moment Hashem is being manhig, the olam, the world. Now once we understand this, then we realize, Avraham Avinu, what did he do? He didn't just say Hashem was buried the olam, he was mechaber shemayim and oretz. He said there is a shemayim, and there's an oretz, and you have to realize that shemayim is constantly feeding the oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shalom, is constantly investing Shefa, constantly investing this world with chiyus, with energy. And without that, if the Ratzon Hashem for one split second wouldn't be there, if Hashem wouldn't will this world, it wouldn't exist. Later on in the parasha, when Avraham Avinu meets Malki Tzedek, Malki Tzedek says to him, he says about Avraham Avinu that he calls him, he gives him a bracha, Baruch Kel Elyoin, Umaki Tzadik Melech Sholem, Hoitzi Lechem B'Yayim, Hu Koin L'Eil Elyoin. He was somebody that was Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Keil Elyoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elyoin. V'Avachayu V'Yayma, Baruch Avram, L'Eil Elyoin, Koinei Shemayim V'Oretz. That was Avram's Kiddush. Koinei Shemayim V'Oretz. That Hashem, that Avraham Avinu understood that Ribbono Shel Olam is still right now constantly willing the Shemaim into the Oretz, and therefore he's relevant to your life exactly in the same way as the very first moment of creation. Koinei Shemaim V'Oretz. And that's why Avraham Avinu is called the first person to call Hashem Odoin. Because Odoin means the master of the world, he's involved and he is constantly giving to this world. With that, we go back to Lech Lecha and we understand exactly the whole parasha opens up. Avraham Avinu is told Lech Lecha, to go on a journey. And we all know Lech Lecha means to go, not just to go for yourself, to go to yourself. Build who you are, Avraham Avinu. And leave behind Artzecha, Miladcha, Beisavicha. You're going to a much farther place. El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, the land I'm going to show you. Why didn't he tell him Eretz Yisrael? Because you know what? Had he told him Eretz Yisrael, it wouldn't have meant anything. What's Eretz Yisrael? Avraham Avinu, as he was now, as great as he was at that point in time, had a still, Chazal say, he was the maximum person could reach without Nevuah. That means he'd understood the world in its maximum before you get to this concept of Nevuah. But now Avraham Avinu was being spoken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was now going to be taken off to a whole new darga, a whole new level. Now he wasn't going to just be made Eretz Yisrael. He was going to leave that whole place. And where to? To Eretz Yisrael wouldn't have meant anything. Because what is Eretz Yisrael? If you say something, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. It's just another land. If you tell a 3-year-old child, you know, when you grow up, you can be such an incredible, let's say, Talmud Chacham. Amazing Talmud. He thinks, what does that mean? Okay, I already know one line of Chumash. So it just means lots of one lines of Chumash like that. You just project your own reality the way it is now, and you just sort of multiply. But that Avraham Avinu, that wouldn't have been a just expression. You can't know what that is because you're not there yet. How can a person know what it means to be on a supernatural level of Nevuah, when you're just not there yet? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't say Eretz Yisrael, because the Eretz Yisrael that I wouldn't give you is not just the land, it's a much higher place. And therefore, Areka, I'll show it to you. But the big Yesod we have to know is this. Veheye Brocha. You're going to be the Brocha. Why is that so important? Because the concept of Brocha is, not just we give Hashem a blessing. Baruch Ato Hashem means, when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, we recognize Hashem as the Makar of all Brocha. And therefore we recognize that He is the source, and therefore by doing so, He showers upon us bracha. We have that pipeline. We are here down Ba'aretz, and Hashem is ready in Shemayim, so to speak, ready to give us bracha and all the good things that we want. But He says, you have to plug in the pipe. You have to make the connection. You have to close the circuit. If you do so, then I'll be happy to shower upon you bracha. That is the whole tachlis of a person, to bring that Ruchnius, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is, so to speak, beyond this world, bring him into this world. Veheye Brocha, you'll be the Brocha, means you'll be the conduit through which Brocha will come into this world. That is our Tachlis, to recognize Hashem, and thus bring him into this world. That's Brocha. Brocha means to bring in this multiplicity. Hashem wants to give us Brocha, more and more and more. Yes, Hashem could give the Brocha. Of course He could. But Hashem wants us to bring the bracha. We ask Hashem, then He gives us the bracha. That's the tafkid of man. V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. All of mankind will be blessed through Avraham Avinu. That's the ultimate bracha. And by the way, you realize that as soon as Avraham gets this idea of bracha, what does Avraham Avinu have? He's the one that is mechaber shemayim v'aretz, kein yeshemayim v'aretz. It's at this point that when he's kein yeshemayim v'aretz, now he takes on a whole supernatural existence. Now he's shayach to bris milah, and bris milah we know is lemala min ateva. Right? He's able to go, later on in the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him out. V'yetzeh achutza, right? And he tells him to count the stars. Right? Just before the Brisbane episode, he takes him outside, count the stars. If you can count them, that's how your children will be. One nice pshat, by the way, famously is said about these psukim. He takes him out to the Shemayim. He says, go count the stars. Avraham Avinu says, well, count the stars? There's billions of galaxies. How can I count the stars? But you know what? Afal pi kein, he starts counting the stars. He does the impossible. Vayayim Eloi, Hashem says, kut yezaracha. That's what your children are going to do as well. It's beyond them. It's beyond this. It's beyond the impossible. But they'll also do it. You don't ask questions. You don't ask whether it's possible. You just go and do it. And Avraham Avinu is told, vayayisei oisa hachutza. Take him out of hachutza, out of this world. He now gets taken out of this world. How does he get taken out of this world? Because he's the one that brings Shemayim v'Oretz. He makes the connection. So when you make the connection, so Oretz has just been elevated completely to a whole new darga. To Ela Oretz Asha'ar Eko. That place I'm going to show you, that's the ultimate bracha, the bringing of that Shemayim into this world. Chazal say, the gematria of Ar Eko, now, if anybody knows the final letters, you've had chapter and verse enough times, you should know that the final letters, ki menapetz, so if you say it, it's manzpach or ki menapetz, so chof, a final chof, is 500, right? Top is 400, ki menapetz, the final chof is 500. According to this cheshbon, if you, the gematria of Ar Eko is 702, right? 702, what's 702? Shabbos. Shabbos. Elo Oretz Asher Eko, to the land that I will show you, is a land beyond this world. Gematria, Shabbos. Because Shabbos is also beyond this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you are mechubar to me, you bring me into this world, you kainei shamayim v'oretz, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is also me'ein olam haba, when Shabbos comes into this world. So Elo Oretz Asher Eko, that land, it's not just a physical land, it's Shabbos. In other words, it's where that world, shamayim, comes into this world. When you're mechubah, Shemayim and Oretz, then you have this incredible Shefa coming from above, down below, and that's the bracha of the Hayei Bracha of Avraham Avinu. I can't resist in the short time you have just to mention one last point. You have to say something this week when Odom Gadol B'Yisrael has been Nifta, somebody who was Kol Kulei Torah, every single thing you could possibly think of on his fingertips, Kol HaTorah Kulei on his fingertips. To have somebody like that, there just isn't. There just isn't somebody of that darga. It's just an incredible thing to have lost. Somebody who's called Torah Kula, just one short story, and it relates to this. Everybody knows that he used to wear, Rabbi Vadi Yosef used to wear like sunglasses, dark glasses, because he had problems with his eyes. In 1975, when he actually first got this illness, he woke up, it was around about Pesach time, and he mamash couldn't see. He couldn't see, he thought there was something in his eyes, he asked his son, can you help me out? There's something, seems to be something foreign in my eyes. He said, no, there's nothing there. He literally had, as if he couldn't, there was something blocking his eyes, he could not see. So he went to one doctor, and after another doctor, and the doctors wanted to operate on him. He went to, he spoke to the Baba Sali, and he told him, you shouldn't operate. Just like it came quickly, it can go quickly as well. It came suddenly, it can go suddenly. So his son writes this. His son said that his father always daven with a minyan, except this was the one time where he didn't daven with a minyan, I don't know how long it was for, a couple of days, whatever it was, because he dafka wanted to stay at home and daven ba'arichas gedayla, like the longest shmoneh esrei you could imagine, and he sat there and he davened, he stood and he davened and he cried to ask Ribbono Shel Olam to bring back his eyesight. He couldn't, poshut could not see. And he did that, and he davened, and then he decided he's going to go to the kever of the Beis Yosef. Yeah, Kiyadua, the Beis Yosef, is the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Vadi Yosef was very much into bringing the Psokim of defending the Psokim of the Mechaber and being very much behind the Psokim of the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef. So he went to the kever of the Beis Yosef, and he went there, and for hours and hours, for I think at least two or three days, hours and hours at a time, he stood by the kever, crying his eyes out, begging the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring back his eyesight. Begging the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the doctors wanted to operate, he didn't operate, and sure enough, a short time later, his eyesight was restored. He said one taina to the Beis Yosef, obviously speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, I'm here at the kever of the Beis Yosef, in the zechus that you brought back Torah to Yisrael, the Mechaber brought back, the Psak Halacha that the Mechaber brought, he says, I'm trying to bring back you. I ask you, my whole life I've dedicated myself to you, as it were, to bringing back your Psak Halacha. You have to help me, bezchus you, intercede with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that bezchus your Torah, beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should have my eyesight restored so that I can learn his Torah. In your zechus of the Mechaber, I'm here to defend you, you should defend me in Shemayim. And kachava, his eyesight was restored. somebody who is given the koyach of Torah, someone who's given this hayei bracha, we're connected to a higher place. It could be that b'day oretz, the person, they lose their eyesight, it's gone, it's finished, who knows? But the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not how he runs the world. Hashem runs the world through the shefa and the bracha that comes from Shemayim. Shemayim works in a different way, not through the laws of nature. When you're an Avram Avinu or Ben Avram Avinu, you're mechuba to Shemayim, then you're the bracha of the world. You can bring bracha and shefa and everything has to come that way. And that's why we get brachas from people. Because our avodah is to give those brachas. Kayanim, they're the ones that are mechaber shemayim va'aretz. We can't go into that now because we're running out of time. But they're the ones that do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. They're the ones that give the bracha. Because they're the ones that bring shemayim and aretz together. They're mechaber kayne shemayim va'aretz. That's Avram Avinu. That's the vehei bracha. And that's why it's so fundamental at the beginning of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, go towards yourself, but understand this whole journey is just to bring bracha into the world, to bring that connection between Shemayim and Oretz. And when we do that, then we're not bound by any of the laws of this world. Not bound by all Avraham Avinu can't have children. Don't worry, even that's going to go out the window. You'll be able to have bracha. Shemayim will change everything. Any mitzvahs, there's nothing beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all there, ready for the taking. We should be zoicha to be like B'nai Avraham Avinu and be zoicha to that bracha. And through that, v'nivuchu v'chal kol mishpachos ha'adamah.